You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, time for a trending report. I don't know. I don't guess anybody cares, but Major League Baseball's All-Star game was last night. And the American League won again, their 10th victory in the last 11 All-Star games. And our lone Colorado Rocky representative, Ryan McMahon, got one at-bat in the game, and he promptly struck out.
Oh, well, fitting.
It's kind of the Rocky season in a nutshell,
God.
Want to go north? Cheyenne Frontier Days gets underway on Friday. If you want to drive up and see some live music over the next week or so, they've got a pretty diverse and interesting lineup at Cheyenne Frontier Days, including Jelly Roll, Jason Aldean, you would expect that, but also Machine Gun Kelly with Shaboozy.
Okay.
And T-Pain with Ludacris.
I'm not mad at any of that.
And Lainey Wilson. So all of those acts playing at Cheyenne Frontier Days.
What's That's their
granddaddy of them all? Isn't that what they
call
it? Right.
I've never been up there. That's one of those things I want to do.
That sounds like your kind of thing.
I would go hang out. My mother-in-law goes up every year. She gets a trailer and goes and parks up there and
go get you a funnel cake and watch some live music.
Sounds like a hell of a time. It really, really does.
Anyway, that the Frontier Days itself gets underway on Friday. And those shows are spread out over the next. So you can check their schedule online. I do love my crime shows. I'm more of a fictional crime guy on TV. Like some of those British detective shows and stuff like that. But there's just no doubt that people love their true crime. In fact, they went out and did a survey and they found that, 57% of people consume true crime content. Now, that could be TV shows. There's a lot of documentaries. And I got to admit, some of those are really interesting. Podcasts and stuff like that. 57% is a huge number. And 28% are so obsessed that they enjoy true crime a few times every week.
Okay.
And 10% say it's daily. Wow.
Huh. All right.
But the stats on this are really interesting. They say by 2020, the United States has had 3,600 documented serial killers throughout history. The country that comes in second place is England. And let me show you the discrepancy. In the United States, 3,600. England, in second place, 176.
Oh, man.
There is something about the United... We are nuts around here. But what I loved about this survey is they asked people, do you feel like you've ever maybe interacted with a serial killer? And 22% of people believe it's likely. That's about basically one in four, almost one in four, who feel like they may have come across and interacted with one. We used to joke on this show all the time about our coworkers, whether they were on the air or behind the scenes or whatever. Like, which ones could have been a serial killer? And honestly, in all the decades I've been here, I can think of three people that I immediately think of. Like, it wouldn't surprise me.
Jason, our engineer, 100% currently. Our current engineer... total serial killer.
Oh, wait a minute. Then four.
Total killer. I might ask him today. How many bodies do you have in your basement, dude?
You know, you open up your news on your phone and you see a story and a picture and you're like, I knew it.
Local radio station engineer.
To Jason Engineer's credit, he wasn't in my top three, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's crazy. Along those lines, there's a guy running for office in New Hampshire. He's running for their state house, and he's hoping that people will just simply overlook the fact that he has a murder conviction from 35 years ago. Jeremy, he beat and strangled a motel manager to death.
My God.
Now he's running for office, and he says, well, I've made some bad choices in my life.
You know, yeah. I've apologized.
He says he's learned from it. I don't know. What do you think? I mean,
I'd have to know if the hotel manager had it coming.
So that would have been what, like 1989?
I mean, did he not get a towel? Was he calling down for room service? Wasn't getting it? Needed a little extra bar of soap. Wasn't happening. I mean, that could piss somebody off.
You know, here's the sad state of affairs with politics in the United States of America. When a guy who was convicted of murder back in the 80s might actually be a better choice than a few other people running for political office around the country.
Sure. Sure.
And then the last thing I've got, this, I guess, is not surprising, but the American Heart Association is recommending that Americans limit their input of added sugar to 9 teaspoons a day if you're a man, 6 teaspoons a day if you're a woman. But apparently the entire nation is just flying right past that amount. They have broken down state by state the ones that have the biggest sweet tooth. Kentucky was number one. Mississippi was next, then Oklahoma, and I didn't even sing the Oklahoma theme. Even the state with the lowest average intake, which is Alaska, is still 50% higher than what the American Heart Association recommends.
High. So I was looking at that. I posted the map of it on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Colorado is at about 15 to 16 teaspoons a day, which is... still
high. Oh, I thought
high.
We were in the 16 to 17 range.
No, I think I'd have to go back and look. I thought it was like the 15 to 15.9.
Whatever,
range.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. I was doing some more research, and the numbers are all over the place. I mean, they're saying the average American now, the numbers were 50 to 100 pounds of sugar every year. A lot of the stories were falling in about 60 pounds of sugar a year that we're eating. And
isn't that crazy?
Start reading your labels. I mean, obviously, yeah, there's a ton of sugar pumped into everything.
And,
everything.
You know, look, I've got a sweet tooth. Between bread and chocolate,
I finished off the last of my son's birthday cake last night, standing there at the island, the kitchen island, and just... giving it hell.
Louise,
and then about 10 minutes later, I told my wife, I was like, why did I do that? Why did I do that? I was at the gym for an hour and a half yesterday, and it completely canceled out that workout. Completely canceled it out.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Back when I was in my best shape, I ran 25 miles a week so I could eat like that. And you're doing the same thing because you're in great
shape. I'll burn it up.
So you work out so you can have the junk.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Well, Ingrid Andress is back in the news. Wonder how many morning shows are doing some backpedaling today for all their bad-mouthing of her. Turns out she might have a substance abuse problem. She released a quote yesterday that said, I'm not going to BS y'all. I was drunk last night when I sang the national anthem. So she was drunk. She was going to check herself into a facility to get some help. She said, that was not me last night. Then she apologized to the MLB, the fans, the country. And then she promptly canceled all of her concerts. So she canceled her Denver concert. She's not coming here. She's supposed to be at the station next week. I don't think that's happening now.
Nope.
So that's basically what happened. Now we know. I don't think I said anything bad about it. I said it was a dare yesterday. I feel like it was a dare that somebody put her up to. So I don't really have
to
do any.
Yeah, you thought it was a joke.
I don't have to do any backpedaling. Thank goodness. What else is going on? Adele is in trending this morning. In a new interview, Adele revealed that she doesn't currently have any plans to make new music in the future. Where's that hallelujah?
Ever?
Where's that hallelujah button that you played
on? Oh, you're so mean to Adele. Why is she not going to make any more music?
She said that she's interested now in pursuing other creative options. So now she's going to be selling digital art on Etsy or something. Maybe handbags on Etsy. I don't know. She's going to pursue other side hustles. But for now, thank the Lord above, no more Adele music in the near future.
You know,
future.
Our listeners do love her, right?
I know, and a lot don't, like me. So, hey.
I'll play some.
No, God, no. If you do, that's all right. It'll give me time to go to the bathroom. So, Shannon Doherty is making trending news this morning because she was on a podcast right before she passed away, and she was going in for some more surgeries and stuff, and she said, man, I need to revisit my will. And when she did, she made a list with her will of people that she did not want at her funeral. She said, I can't. The quote from her is, I can't give you the list right now of who I don't want because the list is way too long.
Oh,
it sounds like some people that have burned her in the past or she knows that will be at her funeral that are super fake people just there to be seen looking like they're doing the right thing. But that's kind of a good idea for all of us, I think, is to include a little list in our will of who we don't want at our funeral. It's kind of funny.
I've actually gone a step beyond that. I've already laid out there will be no funeral.
That's right. You just want a little party. Whole party.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with your body? Just dump you somewhere? Give you to Jason, our engineer, to put in his basement?
I'll be cremated, and then I really don't care.
All right.
Yeah, give it to Jason.
We'll give it to Jason.
Jason will want to put a little bit in a locket around his neck.
Right.
Sure.
He'll chop you up into pieces. You mentioned Machine Gun Kelly earlier. He debuted a new vampire look with fangs and diamond studs on his teeth. The photos are making the rounds on the Instagrams this morning and our Facebook. I posted a picture. He looks okay. You kind of get it coming from him. It's kind of a good look. Some streaming numbers are out. They say streaming entertainment reached a record high of 40% of total TV use in the United States last month. Regular broadcast TV is down to like 20% now. Netflix is leading the charge with most people watching that streaming service. And it's kind of the way of the world right now. You know, the traditional media is kind of getting flushed down the toilet because streaming is so wonderful. It's so wonderful.
Canceled Netflix a while back, but you brought it back, right?
I brought it back. Yeah.
What would you say your top two are?
Probably Netflix. And I've been watching stuff on Prime, honestly.
My top two, Hulu and BritBox.
Yeah.
By far.
Nobody's watching local TV. I was making fun of. Well, I didn't post anything, but I saw one local news station rebranding their weather team on Facebook. It's a new name, new attitude, new headshots. Mm. And like all the comments underneath were like, why are you guys doing this? And it's just to get viewers. It's to create hype for their weather team. And I'm like, I think I'm the only one that probably still tunes in for local weather, but I think a majority of people are just getting it on their phone. So I think the way of the bombastic local weather teams are going to be going away in the future.
It's funny how...
And some of those folks making $600,000 a year, so
yeah,
I've heard.
Go back in time, there's really interesting stories about how TV newscasts knew that their bread and butter was the weather. I mean, that's so funny. You know, they...
Oh, yeah.
They do all this thing about, you know, we're your news leader and stuff like that, but they knew that the weather segment was the one that got people's eyeballs. Isn't that crazy?
Well, yeah. I mean, and they're
it's
still
just not
dumping,
the case any,
dumping
it's
it.
Not the case anymore.
It's not. You know? And it's so cheesy to me that they have all these weather slogans and action vans and the weather beast and pinpoint whatever. And like, what? I can get
and
weather on my phone
it.
In 2 seconds. I still put it on in the evening, but I still get it. Like, I just get it on your phone. We don't need this. There's so much more stuff. We'll talk about the TSA stuff in the second trending report. I do want to tell you about this thing called CVS, though, that 2% of the population has. And I feel so bad for these people. Can you imagine having cyclic vomiting syndrome? It's a chronic disorder of gut-brain interaction where you can just spontaneously puke for no reason at all. Just out of nowhere. You're standing
so you're just
in
walking
a,
down the street.
You're just walking down the street. You're standing at the deli at Safeway. And 2% of people struggle with this.
Let me ask you something. What would be worse, to be that person or the person standing in front of them at the deli?
Right? I know.
See, you know, it's all perspective, my friend.
I know, but what a horrible thing to have. Anyway, 2% of us have it.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Tortilla Bird is making the rounds this morning on Facebook. It's an Amarillo family. They found a little baby barn owl laying on the ground, and they were worried this little guy wasn't going to survive because the bird felt really cold. So the mom threw a tortilla on the grill and heated it up and then wrapped the bird inside and got it to the Wild West Wildlife Rehabilitation Center. And they say the tortilla saved the bird's life. So now the rounds of this little baby bird in a tortilla are popping on the socials. Oh. It's really cute. It looks like it needs a little pico de gallo and some shredded cheese on it, too. But check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.